COVID-19 in Argentina. The pandemic that exposed inequality further. Barrio 31, Padre Carlos Mujica, a shanty town inhabited by 70,000 people in Buenos Aires, has shown in recent weeks how in Argentina the prevention of the pandemic is a privilege of those who are above a certain life standard. Others living in these neighborhoods, now called socially vulnerable, the pandemic hits harder as there is no access to water, jobs are scarce and precarious, and homes are overcrowded, with full families of up to 11 people sharing a single room. These households were hit hard by the pandemic, as they rely on cash brought daily by people working in cleaning, construction, or selling stuff in the streets of Buenos Aires. Milicia de Espeña, the head of Urbana TV, Argentina's first community TV channel, spoke about this situation. Urbana TV is in Villa 31, one of the 20 poor settlements in the city of BA. Of the total number of cases in the Argentine capital, 4 out of 10 were detected in the poor neighborhoods.
A esa población la agarró la pandemia, el coronavirus.
This population was caught by the pandemic and was already going through a very hard situation after 4 years under a neoliberal government that was particularly harsh on the poor, and a government that worsened problems of health, food, housing, and education. It came as no surprise that this pandemic, which caught humanity by surprise, would create a very serious problem if it entered into poor neighborhoods as it did. And this, which has been the chronicle of a death foretold, finally came to pass.
Eso que era la crónica de una muerte anunciada finalmente se concretó.
Interview and production, Lauriana Rubinetti. Web production, Julian Cortés. General production, Silvana Avellaneda.